Yesterday, we heard the news that interest rates are now at the absolute lowest they have been in Australian history, and that the government is going to print literally billions of dollars and give it to people in exchange for bonds, hoping they will invest. So where are the investment opportunities in Tasmania? What might that mean? And what should you be doing if you've been trying to live off savings? Alison Greenwood is our TAME financial advisor. She is much awarded, and anything she says is by way of information, not as advice, and you should definitely talk to your own advisors before you make any decisions. Morning, Alison.
Good morning.
You'll be watching, of course, this election very closely in terms of its impact on the markets. But overall, have you been quite surprised at how the Australian economy has responded to the pandemic?
Look, yes and no. I mean, it hasn't changed considering if you think about how it's reacted to other bull markets, bear markets. It's a very similar pattern.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. Now, if someone's been trying to live off savings with interest rates now at the lowest they've ever been, I mean, just off zero.
Yeah.
What are the sort of options you can consider to try and increase your income?
Yeah, look, it's going to be really tough. And there's two reasons for that. So the first is that, you know, the Reserve Bank have lowered interest rates to 0.1%. And what we usually find is that banks are pretty hesitant to pass on those cuts when it comes to mortgages, but when it comes to term deposits, we find that the rates will drop substantially. They're already at extreme lows, and so self-funded retirees are going to really struggle to find safe places where they can put their money. And, you know, it does usually mean that it forces people to take more growth option, and whether that be buying property so that they can get the rent, or whether it means that they're going to invest in the share market. But even with the share market at the moment, because of COVID, a lot of the dividends have reduced. So overall, unfortunately, we're just going to have to get used to lower income.
If you have capital, does it make sense to be borrowing at the moment, though, with money being so cheap?
If you're a government, most definitely, because there are opportunities to, you know, use that money to improve Tasmania, especially with the Reserve Bank. They're going to be buying bonds for states, so it would make a lot of sense for governments to be able to use that money for infrastructure to create some jobs, and that's what the whole point is about. But when it comes to normal people, I suppose if you were always going to do that, if that was part of your plan, then that makes sense. But I wouldn't be rushing out and trying to do that, because what it's going to do is it's going to overinflate the property market. And look, there's a good risk that that's going to happen, which means that, you know, our property in Tasmania will rise because there'll be a lot of people out there wanting to do that, get the cheap finance, and we'll end up with a property bubble.
It's 17 past 7, ABC Radio Hobart. You're listening to financial advisor Alison Greenwood, much awarded, and taking a look at what this change in interest rates at a historic low means, but also the impact of quantitative easing. The idea is to drive jobs growth and investment in infrastructure. Tasmanian economy is strong, but our jobs are recovering at the slowest rate of the nation. What do you think the opportunities are, Alison?
Well, usually what governments will do is that they'll use it for projects such as infrastructure. And that's really going to be the crux of where the jobs will be created. So if they can use that money wisely, and look, we've never seen interest rates so low. So regardless of whether it's coming from the RBA or where they can borrow that money, we have to remember that it does have to be paid back. Mm. But the interest on that debt, especially because the Reserve Bank are buying long-term bonds, which means that we're going to have low interest rates for quite some time. So what the government needs to do is borrow as much as they can to inject that into our economy and create as many jobs as they can.
And, I mean, it's pretty rare to hear a financial advisor saying the government should be borrowing big, but it's also a time the economy does really need that stimulus, which is so interesting, isn't it? So we've got a state budget in a week or so, I think.
Yes.
It'll be interesting to see what direction Peter Gutwin takes. Just at 18 past 7, just some texts coming through. We should heritage list the Midland Highway roadworks. They're so iconic. They'll never end. That's genius. This text says, stop saying the money funding businesses. It's our hard-earned taxes and should be transparent. Gerard says, Gutwin should release the names of those businesses or we know it's a rort. Let's have nothing to hide. Adam says, the Tasmanian Tourism Industry Council are an extension of Liberal Boys Club. Jobs for the boys, bending over backwards for mates. It's a sham, says Adam. What are your thoughts? 0438 922 936. Alison, just one more thought as well in terms of looking at what kind of where we're at with our money and investments. If you have a mortgage or you have loans at the moment, you know that money's got cheaper for your financial institution. Is it reasonable to go back and ask them to drop their rates? And what banks have come through? Have banks come through with rate changes yet?
Look, not that I've heard.
None of them. It's been quiet, hasn't it?
I'm sure that they will, but how much, we don't know. Mm. So just to give you an idea, if the full amount was passed on, if the interest rates did go down to the 0.1, it could save someone with a mortgage of $400,000, $1,000 a year. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's so more than some tax cuts.
Exactly. So I really do believe that you've got to be on top of this to get the discount and to get that money in your pocket. Go and talk to your bank. A lot of the times, you know, if you talk to them, it's amazing what you can achieve.
Great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks, Rick.